with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Census Bureau says the U.S. population of foreign-born residents is rapidly decreasing under President Trump. Bob Agnew reports.
The latest Census Bureau number show the total number of foreign-born people in the country dropped by 2.2 million from January through July. Most of those who left, 1.6 million, came from the illegal immigrant population. The numbers show an unprecedented turnaround in that illegals are now leaving the country at an even faster pace than the 120,000 a month that flooded into the country under President Biden. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump has a stern warning for Russia ahead of Friday's meeting with Vladimir Putin.
The president said there will be very severe consequences if Putin doesn't agree to stop his war in Ukraine after their summit in Alaska. He did not say what those consequences might be. He did say that if Friday's meeting goes well, there could be a second meeting between Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. GE Appliances is shifting more production to the U.S.
GE Appliances says it's investing more than $3 billion to expand U.S. operations. Part of that will involve shifting production of refrigerators, gas ranges, and water heaters out of China and Mexico. The company says it expects to add more than 1,000 jobs and modernize its U.S. plants over the next 5 years. The first phase will begin at plants in Kentucky, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Most of GE Appliances' production is already in the United States, but the plan will transfer more work to domestic plants. I'm Ben Thomas.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 463 points. The NASDAQ rose 31, with the S&P 500 advancing by 20 points. This is SRN News. A Texas woman sues an abortion pill provider. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Liana Davis says the father of her unborn child caused her to have a miscarriage by slipping abortion pills into a hot beverage she was drinking without her knowledge. Her lawsuit states that the father, quote, obtained these drugs from Aid Access, a criminal organization that illegally ships abortion pills into Texas and other jurisdictions where abortion has been outlawed. A growing number of such cases are coming before U.S. courts as the pills become easier to get. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another country will recognize a Palestinian state. Australia will join France, the United Kingdom, and Canada in granting the Palestinians' aspiration at the UN General Assembly next month. Israel opposes the move, arguing that any such state must be the result of negotiation between itself and the Palestinians and cannot be unilaterally imposed by outsiders. This is SRN News. A federal grand jury has indicted one of Haiti's most powerful gang leaders, along with a U.S. citizen, on charges of conspiring to violate U.S. sanctions and fund gang activities in the troubled Caribbean country.
Basically, what the Department of Justice is saying is that there was a wide network of money being generated in the United States by an associate of Jimmy Cherezier's, a U.S. citizen based in North Carolina, and that money was being funneled to Cherezier in Haiti in order to pay for his foot soldiers and buy illicit arms, with which he has maintained his near-complete control of the capital, Port-au-Prince.
That's the BBC's Will Grant reporting. The U.S. Justice Department announced the indictments yesterday. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.